was wondering about. It usually comes out at night. It hunts small animals, but has big eyes, and a lot of people say it's very wise.
An owl?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We've had a pair of owls that nested out here in the back in the trees, and they nested, and somebody shot one of them, and the other one came back the next year, but it went on, didn't stay. And then a year ago, we had a pair of owls that nested out there, and I haven't seen them this year, so I don't know if they came this year or not. I didn't see them, but they did.
What kind are they, do you know?
We call them horned owls, and I think that's what they were, was horned owls.
Do people do any fishing in this area?
Oh, yeah, they fish down to Bonnie Dam a lot.
Okay, what kind of fish are...
Oh, they got what they call stripers. I think those are a hybrid fish. And some, I think they originated from a bass. And they have walleye and northern pike and catfish and channel cat and crappie.
Any trout?
There's trout up at Ray that they have to stalk. And there's a few trout that they stalk down here below the dam that they just stalk for the kids, Huck Finn Day. But there's always a few, you know, that they don't catch. They're mostly rainbows.
And when, if you're using worms to fish with, is there a particular kind of worm you use to fish with? Is it a...
It's called an earthworm, or they always call them fishworms.
Okay. So have you ever heard of nightcrawler?
Nightcrawler. Okay. But a fishworm and nightcrawler are, I think, of the same family, but your nightcrawler is a much larger worm than an earthworm or fishworm.
Another animal I was wondering about, it's kind of a... Well, let me ask you this first. Do you have any snakes in this area?
Oh, yeah. We have garter snakes and bull snakes and rattlesnakes and... we have sidewinder rattlesnakes, and we have prairie rattlers, and we have a few diamond heads, which is a larger rattlesnake. And they're a little bit more dangerous, I think, than the... It seemed like the prairie rattle, if they're not cornered, they'll try to get away. But once in a while, a diamondback, he'll stay right there and...
Fight
with you, yeah.
It's a type of reptile, but it hops.
That hops?
Well, it's actually an amphibian, I guess, but you see it a lot of times around a body of water or a pond. It starts out as a tadpole.
Oh, frogs, you mean?
Yeah. Do you have any of those?
Oh, yeah, there's frogs. Yeah, there's lots of frogs down in the river. We also have blue racer snakes. And a king snake. King snakes are a type of what we call blue racer, only they're much larger. And I saw them crawl along with their head off the ground about 8 inches and look around. They're kind of weird. They're not poisonous, but they're kind of weird looking.
Is there a difference between a frog and a toad?
Oh, yeah. A frog is edible and a toad isn't. And toads come out. We have toads up here on the dry land, and they'll come out after a rain, and you can hear them singing. But they got a different sound than a frog. A frog croaks, and a toad sings, I guess.
Do they have a name for the little tiny frogs? Are they called
tadpoles?
Okay. I was wondering if you have anything like a spring frog, or a tree frog, or a green frog, anything like that?
Well, I think these around here are just called frogs.
Okay. Uh-huh. And a bullfrog would be what?
That's a male frog.
Okay. Big one.
He's big, yeah.
Okay. Any kind of lizards in this area?
Yeah, there's sand lizards, and they're just